Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Our first topic this morning, I think, is one of the ones I remember, one of the first shows you and I ever did years and years and years ago. Securing your home PC from guests. And so I don't know if you've had experience with this, but you were one of the first people I ever heard talk about this. And since then, I have heard all of these horror stories. You have company come in and, you know, everybody wants to use Uncle Dave's computer, and people can things end up on the computer, or just it can be a nightmare if you don't have a plan.
Yes, if a family, if parents have one particular computer that they have QuickBooks on, or they do online banking on, or stock trading on, that has to be secured. You don't want grandkids, you don't want the neighbors and friends on that computer browsing the internet, doing stuff. That opens Pandora's box. It's very dangerous. And try to secure a computer if you do finances on it. You don't want your, you know, family and friends on that computer. That it might be innocent. It might just be browsing the internet or playing the grandkids playing a game. But if something happens, that could wreck your holidays. And password protect that. If it's out in the open, if it's sitting in the family room at a desk, password protect it and say, no, this computer is off limits, and maybe have a laptop or another older computer for the kids and grandkids to get on to browse the internet, or just let them bring their own cell phone or tablet in and put them on the guest Wi-Fi, but keep everyone off any computer that you do finances.
Boy, and this real, like you said, this is a really serious thing, and it can, I'm sure at times with some family members could sometimes even get to be where someone is like, they're just gonna check, and like you say, you have to kind of keep family and don't make it personal, but just say that this computer's not for kids.
Yes, I've seen this so many times, Ted, where relatives and friends come in from out of town, and next thing you know, the home computer is wrecked. They can't pay their bills. Possibly a bank account's been compromised. Don't let people on anything that you have your QuickBooks or do finances on. It is simply too dangerous. That should be off limits. Have an old, like, beater computer, I call them, or a burner computer, that you just use, and if they wreck it, it's not the end of the world. Not wrecking your bank account and finances also. And also, like I said, have them bring a laptop or a tablet or their cell phones, and they can use those. That's just fine, but stay away from any computer that sensitive stuff is done on.
Well, and even if it's or even a new computer or just something that you can't. Like I've had friends and heard stories of the company leaves and you go to get on your computer, and like you say, all of a sudden something's not working, or somebody has spilled something, or you name it. You've told me in the past even that a lot of times after holidays you kind of expect that there's going to be a computer or two that comes in that someone's company has the guests in their house has have used, they've left, and suddenly you can't figure things out.
Ted, every year this happens. After a holiday, we get phone calls. The grandkids were in. Now I'm getting pop-ups all over my computer. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with it. And that happens every year, Ted. And we see it dozens of times.
Well, and we laugh about it, but like you say, it can be serious where something is compromised or a computer is wrecked, or just any number of things can happen. And like you say, a lot of times it's not anything that someone has done intentionally, but they may not be as careful with things and as you are.
No, and you have to protect yourself, especially, you know, the adults have to protect their interests. And when you have a computer, you have QuickBooks desktop on it, or even QuickBooks Online, or, you know, you access your bank accounts from it, you pay your bills from it. That is not the type of computer you want neighbors and out-of-town relatives coming and getting on and
right.
doing stuff on. Have another computer if it's absolutely necessary. Have another inexpensive computer that they can check their email or browse the internet or the grandkids play on. But you need to protect yourself.
I like that, though, because we all have. We have an older computer. And like you say, just have it like as a burner computer, that when you do have situations where someone's coming in, and if they don't have something, you can go ahead and do that. One other thing that comes to mind, a lot of times during the holidays, you'll say, hey, let me take you all and let's go in and I'll show you my work. We'll look at, you know, I'll show you where I work. And as you can, a lot of times, just to keep kids occupied, say, here, you know, get on this computer. You can just get on this computer while I show Dad around here. And again, those are those kinds of things when you're talking about a business where you don't want your employees letting anybody get in on computers that there are sensitive things, or you don't want anything compromised.
No, and a lot of people have computers at their house that they have access to the work from.
Yeah.
Whether it's VPNs or the remote into it, and that would be a serious breach have grandkids or neighbors or friends on that computer. That could compromise the company they work for. That is a no-no.
And the fact that when you've told me, and you just mentioned this morning, that this happens, and you deal with this with any time there's a holiday and there's people traveling. It's something to make plans for, and if you've got company coming now and you've never thought of this is a good time to think about it and make sure that some computers are left, you know, are out of bounds for companies or for company
yep,
to
where,
use
where finances are and bill paying and stock trading. Those should be off limits to the neighborhood and grandkids and friends. And unless you want to wreck your holidays, which being hacked and having your bank account cleaned out, that would wreck anyone's holiday.
Can you imagine? I just used to talk about that. It's just it's frightening. But again, we talk about this all the time, that there are people out there that are looking, and I'm sure something like the holidays or this kinds of things when people have their guard down. The those that are out there trying to steal from you are gonna pounce if they get the chance.
Yeah, we have a lot of clients that do this exact same thing. They will have one computer specific for their bill paying, for QuickBooks, for stock trading, for their bank transactions. That computer does that, and that's it. They'll have one or two other computers mm-hmm. that the kids can play on, that people can browse the internet and check their email and this kind of stuff. And it works very well in that. That takes a lot of the risk out of being on the internet and having multiple people in a house accessing computers. Okay, this computer, you can browse the internet, you can go crazy, look at your email, you can shop, do whatever you want, it doesn't matter. The other secure computer is safe, so it solves a lot of problems.
Well, that is a good idea, just to, like you say, when you have, if you're doing things like that, banking, stocks, whatever, to have that one computer and that's there for just that, and you can avoid some of these things.
Yes, it's too risky. Too much is at stake, and just have an old computer instead of getting rid of it. Maybe have it tuned up or whatever. Put it in the corner when the grandkids come to town. Let them have at it. They can do what they want to that. It doesn't matter. But stay away from the secure computer.
And just security is one thing, but then also when you have other people using your computer, they may have food around it. They may They may hit the keys harder. You don't want to have those surprises when after everybody leaves and you see something was spilled by the computer, or, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the T and the S key, you know, all of a sudden are popping out because they've come out, and just those kinds of things.
Especially a nice laptop that I would never let. You know, the grand, if you have a $1,500 or $2,000 new laptop and you do your banking and stuff on it, it's you and your wife's computer for this type of stuff. And then, oh my gosh, the grandkids come there, they spill something on it, the $2,000 computer's gone. Absolutely not.
I can just feel that. Hey, one other side note, and then we'll take a break and come back and continue this conversation. But with the Christmas holidays, are you building any gaming computers? Because I know that sometimes you end up doing that.
Yes, we definitely are building some gaming computers this season. Actually, we have one for a professional photographer we're finishing up right now. And the next 2 or 3 weeks, we're probably going to be building 4 or 5 really high-end gaming computers.
Wow.
That people are giving somebody as a really, really nice Christmas present.
Wow. If someone's interested in that, it takes you some time, I guess, to pull everything together. I guess if you're interested in doing that, you'd probably need to move on, or is it even too late now?
Yes. We would have to start real soon on the planning of it and ordering everything. These are highly customized, expensive things, and they you want it done right the first time.
Yeah.
This isn't something you want to throw together real fast. This has to be planned, and it does take at least a week or two to do these things.
You've told me about these. For you, this must be something fun. To be able to build these.
It is fun, Ted. And actually, the Black Friday and Cyber Monday are fun for me because it's like, I don't know, being a little kid and you get to go through Toys R Us and spend somebody else's money. And you're going through there, and then you get to play with the toys, but then someone takes them away from you after you play with them for a little bit. But it's still fun. I love building custom computers, and I like shopping for good deals. So I really like Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
This is your time. This is your time of year, and it's colder weather. It all comes together.
Yes.
This is Dave the Computer Guy's time. Dave the Computer Guy with Tex in the Berg here this morning. TexintheBerg.com is the website. When we come back, we were talking about securing your home PC. We'll talk about securing Wi-Fi when we come back with Dave the Computer Guy this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's almost 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is a Dave the Computer Guy with us this morning as we talk about the holidays and dealing with computers. So are you a turkey guy, Dave, or are you a ham person?
I'm both. But,
okay.
Yes, I'm a turkey person.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
If there's ham on the table, I will sample that also.
Yeah, that's the key, sample. If there are things there, you don't want to hurt someone's feelings, and you want to sample things. So,
if there's cranberry sauce, I will not be sampling that, though. I'm not a big fan of cranberries.
I'm not a huge fan either, but it's cranberries in recent years. A lot of people have made that seemingly like one of the big parts of it. And to me, it's I can have it or I can't. It's okay.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of it, but turkey and sliced turkey and ham, yes, I'm there.
So we were talking a few minutes ago about securing home PCs from guests. Along that same line, securing Wi-Fi is just as important. And again, you can have a plan for this.
Yes, and some of it only takes 5 or 10 minutes to do, Ted. Number one, you want to make sure you have your guest Wi-Fi network enabled and secured. And when you have friends and family members over, put them on the guest Wi-Fi. If they bring their tablets or laptops, cell phone, put them on the guest Wi-Fi. That's not going to affect your secure regular Wi-Fi network. They can have at it. If they get a virus or whatever, it's not going to affect you. And so definitely require all guests and relatives get on the guest Wi-Fi.
Again, this is one of those situations where you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but you don't want to put your network and what you have at risk.
No. And it's, you know, you have guests staying at your house. You don't give them the alarm code and give them the keys to the front door. Well, generally you don't, because if you let them on your regular Wi-Fi, that's pretty much what you would be doing as far as your technology, just giving them the keys to everything. Put them on the guest network. They can do what they want on it, and it won't affect your family. A couple of things I want to talk about. When you set up your Wi-Fi, first thing you want to do with it is change your admin password to access your Wi-Fi router. That will be a default. It could be blank. It could be just password or admin. You want to change that to something only you know, so prying eyes can't get in there, and without resetting the whole thing, they can't do anything to it to make changes. Kids these days, they mean well, but they might be curious and like to poke around at things. So you want to make sure the admin password on your Wi-Fi router is changed, and that you have either WPA3 or minimum WPA2 encryption enabled on the router as security with a good security key on it. And that will go a long way in helping protect your network at the house.
Well, and like you say, kids know so much today, and you can't look at age and say, well, they wouldn't know that or be interested in that. Kids pretty young know a lot more than we think as far as technology goes.
They grow up with this, Ted.
Yeah.
By the time they're in their teens, they're Wi-Fi experts, a lot of them, and they know they could literally work for a tech support company. Sometimes they know so much. Lot of them are really, really into this, and they would consider it a feather in their cap if they could go over to grandma's or grandpa's and get into their router and see if they can improve things for them. My nephew, Steve, did that at my mother's house, and it was trying to tell me my business, basically, and I had to lock him out, actually, of everything, because he was just getting too curious and poking around too much.
Yeah, you don't think of that, but this is just like leaving, like you say, it's like leaving personal papers or things out there for family members to see when you might not want that. So, and you don't want that. This is something that you want to, like, and like you said, it seems like to change these passwords or do things, it's not going to take a lot of time, but make sure you do them.
No, and for 5 or 10 minutes, you can secure a Wi-Fi network pretty well, and a lot of it should be done when it's initially set up. Just you put the router in, you log into it, you change the admin password, you set up your security on it, you set up your guest network, and you update the firmware and everything, then it's done. And it just sits back there, and just make sure everyone that you have in your house uses the guest network. They stay off your personal computer that you do your finances on, and you will have a much, much better Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday.
Are those passwords, those Wi-Fi passwords, are they something you need to change every now and then, or are you okay?
The admin password you could change every now and then. The Wi-Fi password to access your local Wi-Fi, I would change that occasionally also, maybe
okay.
every few months, because, you know, people talk, kids talk. If you have kids, they might tell the neighbor, oh, this is the password, let's both get on this or whatever. It doesn't hurt to change it occasionally. The admin password to access the account, you don't have to change that as much, but that's something you just need to keep up on.
Yeah, no, this is great to talk about, just because you just don't think of these things, or you think, oh, they won't be interested. But like you say, if they can figure out how to get in, you just keep looking around, and you just don't know what it can lead to.
There's another feature, Ted, that a lot of Wi-Fi routers have. It's WPS. A lot of routers have this. It's a button you can push, and it makes it, it's Wi-Fi protected setup. It makes it easier to attach a computer or a printer to your main Wi-Fi network. You can go in under the admin credentials inside your router and disable that. And I recommend that people do that. Otherwise, you can say, okay, use the guest network. You can tell the grandkids, no, you've got to use this guest network. They can just go, they can find the Wi-Fi router, press that WPS button, attach their laptop or whatever device they have to it, and they're on your regular network. So disable, if you can, disable the WPS on your Wi-Fi router.
Okay, so disable WPS. This is all fascinating stuff that you don't often see. So I'm glad you have kind of opened our eyes to this, because like you say, you don't want it out there.
No, and if you don't have people over at your house much, you know, you really don't need to disable it. But if you're going to have a house full of friends and relatives and kids. Yeah, you and the Wi-Fi router sitting there on the shelf. Yeah, I would disable that.
Okay. So we covered everything we need to know on Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we move on to safe internet shopping during the holidays. How important is that? That's something not only during the holidays, but probably during the holidays. You've got to even be it's more heightened just because the bad guys are out there.
Yes, and it's important every day, but especially during the holidays. People are under more stress, they're multitasking more, and they are shopping more. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, that's what people do. They shop, basically. And you want to make sure that the online stores you're at, well, number one, are legit, whether it's Amazon, eBay, Macy's, whatever, and you don't want to access it through links, if possible. Just if you want to go to Walmart, just www.walmart.com, don't click on a link. It might take you somewhere that really looks like a real Walmart homepage, but check the spelling, check everything. It might be different. That they fool the cyber criminals are really slick, and they make millions of dollars doing this by misdirecting people to bogus sites, getting their credit card information, and people are like, well, it looked like Amazon, it looked like Walmart, but no, it wasn't. And you need to check if you're using Firefox or Edge, just to the left of the URL, there's going to be a padlock. Make sure that padlock is there. And everything should start with https://. And that's a secure connection. And you just need to double check the spelling of all the online sites you're going to.
And you have to do that always. I mean, it really has gotten to the point, and it's just so prevalent now. You have to do it on everything, because all it takes, we talk about this all the time, it just takes one little moment of inattention, and you're in a whole heap of trouble.
One click, inadvertent click of the mouse can change everything. Do not access shopping sites through links on websites. If you get an email or something saying here's a link to 30% off at Walmart or 10% off at Amazon, no, don't do that. When things are too good to be true, they generally are. And if you want to access Walmart or Amazon or eBay, type it in yourself. Don't go through links in email or pop-ups on the side of the computer,
yeah,
on Facebook. Type it in yourself.
And I have found, and I'm still trying to figure out how this happened, and this isn't anything that's going to cause a problem for me other than just annoyance. But I noticed last night that I must have had like 25 different offers or things that came from sports talk stations. And I'm thinking, they're all over the country. And I'm looking at this, and it says at the bottom, and so I was able to easily unsubscribe, but it said, you have subscribed, you know, to get all of this. And I thought, I don't know where this is coming from. So I've unsubscribed, and that's taken care of it. But things are, we can fall for things or, you know, don't intend on clicking something, and all of a sudden we do, and it can be a real problem.
Yeah, and even, Ted, I've seen it where if you get some pop-up and it says to unsubscribe to this, click this, that's part of their scam, because when you do that, then they know, okay, this is a real person on a computer. We've got them now. And so it's sort of a double-edged sword, even doing that when you think you're doing the right thing,
right,
of unsubscribing to something. These people, these cyber criminals, will get you coming and going.
I know, and I keep looking, and nothing has come back. But I had that same thought last night, that, you know, what am I doing here? I don't even remember getting this. So yeah, all of a sudden, things that you didn't intend can turn into a real problem.
Yeah, and even when you're shopping online, how you pay can be very important, Ted. I tend to try not to, when I purchase something online, not to use a debit card. I use a separate just credit card that has a very limited purchasing every day on it. And if something happens, I can challenge it if money isn't withdrawn instantly from my account. The debit card, the money is gone from your account, then you got to go retroactively trying to get the money back and everything. So that's another thing to think about when you are shopping online this season.
Be careful, be careful, be careful. We'll take a quick break and come back with Dave the Computer Guy with the Tex and the Burger, and we'll wrap it up with really a couple of your really favorite topics, Black Friday and Cyber Monday. We will talk about all of that when we come back with Dave the Computer Guy, TexInTheBurg.com. If you want to get a hold of him, if you have some of these problems or want to find out more about how to secure your own system, TexInTheBurg.com for Dave the Computer Guy. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It's Dave the Computer Guy in this morning with Tex in the Burg on Lafayette Boulevard in downtown Fredericksburg. TexInTheBurg.com. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, big days for you, Dave. I mean, you enjoy all year watching for deals.
I love sales. I love tech sales, so to speak. And I comb through all the ads every Thanksgiving. This year, Best Buy has some fabulous laptop sales. If anyone is listening that needs a laptop for a family member, for your son or daughter, as a Christmas present, there are some really, really good deals right now. Best Buy has a Lenovo 15-inch laptop, Ryzen 7 CPU, 16 gigs of memory, 512 gigs solid-state drive. It's regularly $800. On sale for $419. And that would be enough laptop for 95% of the people out there. You would never need more than this.
Fast,
16 gigs of memory, huge hard drive, really, really nice. For a high school student or a college student, they have a Lenovo 15-inch for $249. That's regularly $500. i3 processor, a little less memory, 256 gigs. Perfect for a high school student. But for $250, after a year or two, if something happens to it, you know, it's not that big of a deal. You're not at $2,000 or $3,000, and it's plenty of speed and storage for most high school students. Perfect Christmas present.
Boy, these are the kinds of things that you don't want to wait on and figure I'll get it later in the month. It likely is not going to be there later in the month, so you know, run, don't walk.
No, and you know they still might have it on sale, but it could be sold out and gone. And there's another one at Best Buy, ASUS. It's a 14-inch laptop, fast, nice laptop. Regularly $430, on sale for $199. Absolutely perfect for a middle school or high school student, and it doesn't break the bank. $199 for a nice laptop is crazy good. And if I needed a laptop, I would probably get this. I mean, you just can't beat the price.
Yeah, boy, I'll say. The other thing is with next year being the year when if you've got an older computer, and with some changes with Windows and everything, this is your chance to get it and get that taken care of.
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Ted, because it's about 10 months away. Windows 10 will be going away. And so people, if people haven't already checked or started planning this, they need to soon. This time is going to really fly by, and the next thing you're not going to know, oh, old laptop is not going to be, you know, secure anymore. Then you got to rush to try to find another one and take care of this. You need to start planning this. The second half of next year, Windows 10 is going away. If your laptop's more than 4 or 5 years old, you need to start planning this. You need to get a new laptop.
Yeah, and you can check that out too. As there are ways or things you can type in and see if your laptop is
upgraded. Yeah. To Windows 11, absolutely. And actually, your laptop is going to tell you. It's going to say this laptop is not upgradable to Windows 11, and you'll be getting messages. If you already haven't, you will be. And so that's another thing, another easy way to tell.
So yeah, this is a big time to be able to take care of that, knowing it's coming. And some of these deals, you know, we talk about deals, and you always have a deal or two every month, but not to this level that we're looking at right now for Black Friday.
This is sort of a special type thing. When I see a laptop under $200 that's actually fast and nice. Yeah, it wouldn't be too long ago that no amount of money could buy a laptop this fast, and now it's $199. That is, and it's a perfect thing for a middle school or high school student, even a college student. It's fast enough. And so you don't have to break the bank. I know they might want a MacBook Pro for $2,000 or something. And any of these laptops in the $200 to $300 range will be enough for most high school and college students.
That's good to know, because a lot of people may you know, say, I need this, and if you know that they don't, and in something that some of these deals work, you'll save them some money and you'll save yourself some money.
Yes, and you know, in 2, 3, 4 years, it might end up being a paperweight anyway. So why spend $1,500 or $2,000?
Right.
Spend $199.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Dave, great stuff. Again, with if you've got guests coming in, be careful about your own computers and the Wi-Fi. Just take care of that, and so you don't have any heartache during the holidays.
Yep, parents out there, protect your technology from the turkey-eating relatives coming into town, and your Thanksgiving and your Christmas will be much better.
TexinTheBurg.com, Dave the Computer Guy on Lafayette Boulevard. Happy Thanksgiving, Dave. I'm thankful for you, and we'll talk again next month.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Fredericksburg.
That's it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you Friday morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.